The National Football League preseason kicks off tomorrow night in, of all places, Osaka, Japan. The Washington Redskins and the San Francisco 49ers square off there in the annual American Bowl, which is designed to showcase American football around the world. Joining us now to discuss that and other gridiron matters is Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, John.
So what's the NFL doing in Japan?
Well, they're trying to make money, of course. Every sports league is trying to push itself internationally. National Basketball Association is considering buying a European league or expanding overseas someday. Baseball is giving out gloves and bats all over the world. The NFL already has a European league, which has turned into a pretty good farm system for the NFL. They need these markets because there's not much room for growth here. And while the league has had this American Bowl since the late 1980s, this push toward Asia is very deliberate. They're bringing a couple of Japanese players who play in the NFL Europe for this game. And the bigger picture is China. The NFL is in talks with Chinese officials about staging a game in Beijing or Shanghai as that country starts to build stadiums for the 2008 Olympics. NFL officials already are estimating they could get as many as 250 million Chinese to watch a game on TV.
So the American Bowl is in Japan tomorrow. Then on Monday, we've got another preseason game with a couple of debuts. The new Houston Texans franchise on the field and announcer John Madden in the Monday Night Football booth.
Houston gets a team after the departure of the beloved Oilers to Tennessee a few years ago. The franchise cost around $700 million. It brings the NFL to 32 teams, so there'll be realignment into 8 four-team divisions with more regional rivalries. Madden, though, is the big debut, the one that everyone's going to be watching. Monday Night Football has really slumped in recent years, and ABC, the broadcaster, spends hundreds of millions of dollars to have this contract. Madden comes over from Fox. ABC got rid of Dennis Miller, which it had on for 2 years, thinking that that the comedian could help jazz up ratings and draw new viewers. But the truth is people want to watch good games. What the league really needs and what ABC really needs is better football. Mm-hmm. So expect the NFL soon to change the way it sets its schedule so the networks can get better games later in the season.
Mm-hmm. A big issue during training camp this year has been heat and its effects on players. A year ago, as we remember, the Minnesota Vikings lineman Corey Stringer collapsed and died of a heat stroke. Has the league instituted any changes?
Yeah, they have. Players have been briefed about staying hydrated. There have been symposiums for trainers. There are shade tents at camps. There's enough water to make the Sahara fertile. Mm-hmm. and while this is separate, the league also has banned the use of the dietary supplement ephedrine, which is a stimulant that players have taken for weight loss and as an energy booster. There's some evidence, which is disputed by that industry, that it can cause hypothermia, strokes, and other problems. The NFL began testing on July 1st, and you might see some suspensions this year for players who use it.
Stringer's death actually drew a spotlight on how the NFL treats players. And in another recent case, a former lineman for the Jacksonville Jaguars sued the team doctor for alleged negligent treatment.
Yeah, and a jury last month awarded him more than $5 million. Jeff Novak was the name of the player. But just yesterday, a judge threw the verdict out. Novak said he would appeal. Regardless, there is growing concern among NFL players that they can get objective medical treatment from team doctors who are perceived as being under pressure from team officials to get these warriors back on the field, regardless of health concerns. Mm-hmm. Players are starting to get a little bit wiser with their multi-million-dollar careers in the balance. They're looking for outside opinions. This is a big issue for the league.
Thanks very much, Stefan.
Thanks, John.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us most Fridays to talk about sports.